For those of you listening, you could probably tell that Michael is not from the United States. He's got this lovely lilt to his voice. He's from Australia. Love those Aussies. And you've, just like all the Aussies that I know, you've traveled quite a bit. How has traveling the world as you have, or a big part of the world anyway, given you an ability to see things a little different, or has enhanced your ability to peek behind the curtains?
Absolutely. Exposure to other cultures and learning from other people and their perspective. I have a thirst for knowledge. I have a thirst for learning. I love not just the more obvious things that you experience from a different culture, like music and cuisine and history and customs, but actually interacting with people from other cultures has just enriched my experience of life. And it manifested, here's a great example, Kelly, of how the invisible manifests in the visible. The very first time I went out of Australia for a prolonged period of time, which was for several years, when I came back to Melbourne in Australia here, the house I was living in, it seemed like a doll's house, and it seemed tiny. I seemed like this giant in a doll's house. And that was a very, very weird experience because, and when I thought about why that could possibly be, the only conclusion I could come to was that the growth that I had experienced on an internal level must have manifested in the physical because I had no other explanation for it. So that was a weird and wonderful moment. But the input from other people and other cultures was expansive. And I think when we do that in life, and it doesn't have to be through travel, but when we open ourselves up to new experiences, new people, new ways of looking at things, we are actually making ourselves bigger. Now, obviously, I don't mean physically bigger, but what is sometimes called our energy body is literally expanding and becoming bigger. So that was certainly the case for me with the travel that I did, and I met so many wonderful people, one of which was Kelly Sullivan Walden.
And, wow! Lucky me!
So it's just enriched and enhanced my life more than I could ever describe. And I can honestly say that if someone said to me, I'll give you $1 billion if you could take back all your experience through travel, I would absolutely say no, and I'm being absolutely honest there. I wouldn't take it back for the world because it's just made me such an expanded person compared to what I was before.